Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Intune Show. You are now tuned in with Miss P and Lady Twinkles. How you doing tonight, Lady Twinkles?
Hi, sweeties. I'm good. Ready, willing, able.
And that's always a good thing. And I'm sure you ready, willing, able. And can I just say, like, off the back, that dress that you had on the other day? Bam. I just had to put that out there on the air real quick, guys, because, you know, it's just a mystery, you know, it's a mystery. Who's Lady Twinkles? What does she look like? We finally get to see a picture, guys, so we got to take our hats off and clap our hands for Lady Twinkles for, you know, putting her AVI up there on Twitter and letting us see that beautiful smile. However, you know, I'm blessed enough to say that I get to see her frequently, you know, in the flesh. So it's just, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And although Miss P don't have on her contacts, because I always rip them, and Miss P's glasses are in and out of comas, you know, I definitely see that dress. So keep doing your thing, and thank God for summer. Now, topic of the day.
Yes. I love it. Keep it coming. But thank you. And I know the dress you're talking about, the one that was kind of plunging really deep.
Yeah, that one. The one that was like, bomb the work. Yeah, definitely that one. Yeah. It was a good look, guys. And, you know, like I said, you know, I was looking up for, online for spy cams. So I definitely might have to invest in one of those just to make sure that we get Lady Twinkles on camera so you, because you guys would not even believe it, okay? Awesome. It's awesome. All right, so tonight's show, we're going to get off of Lady Twinkle's bombs away, and we're going to get into the topic. And basically, there is no topic. Tonight is dedicated to you guys. You want to tell them a little bit about that, Lady Twinkles?
Well, tonight's show, we decided to go a little crazy. We decided that we're going to let the viewers kind of decide what they want for the show tonight. Because I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of questions, and people who know me know that my two phones ring all day, every day, nonstop, all hours of the night. And so, and it's usually just questions people have. Yes, they can go online and check out a lot of stuff, but there's nothing more than having me and, you know, the person interact with each other, because I still do believe in personal attention. So we're going to go through a couple of questions, a couple of, you know, suggestions that people have, a couple of things people wanted to know about certain items that I carry. Some people wanted to know a couple of other things that I'm not going to respond. And for those of you who text me earlier, you know exactly what I'm speaking of. So I'm not going to respond to those. You have to hit me up if you want more details with certain things. But other than that, we're going to just dive into a couple of questions, comments, and situations that people have gotten themselves into, and not sure how to get out of it, and I may not have the answers, just know that these are my opinions, my experiences, and my dealings with clients. And this is Miss P chimes in, and she gives her opinion. But, you know, there are certain things that I'm going to make sure and address. There are certain things that I honestly cannot help with. And at that point, you either have to see, you know, a GYN or someone else with the authority to take care of those situations. So that's the topic for tonight, people.
That's the topic. And basically, I just tweeted that you guys have free range to, you know, tweet us your questions, comments, concerns, or just let us know how we've been doing so far on the show. We would love to know that. Your feedback is essential, because it's not that we care about the bad part, or, you know, do you even think it's a bad part, Lady Twinkle?
No, I don't. I honestly
yeah.
don't.
I doubt it, too. But if there is a bad part out there, we want to hear that, and we want to get in tune to that, too, so we know, so we can, you know, take note of that and, you know, kind of filter that out a little bit to see where we can kind of alter it, if it should or can be altered. So we're just waiting in. So, you know, let's start with one of the letters that you received, one of the emails that you received.
We'll start off real slow. Okay. This one was very interesting, and I think I kind of touched on it with you a little bit, Ms. P. So we'll get, you know, we'll dive straight into this particular question. Why do you... Lady Twinkles, I listen to your show occasionally when I have the time, and if not, I go into the replay. Thank you so much. Some of the information I already know, some of it I didn't, so it helped a lot. One of the questions I have is, why do you think black women find it so hard to date outside their race, and black men don't? I am a Hispanic gentleman, love beautiful, curvaceous black women, but they have no interest in me. What can I do? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, he sounds dateable.
He sounds really dateable.
I mean, the way he worded that, I'm ready to date him.
Just based on the question. Now, I think... we're going to spend some time on this, because it happens too often. We're hearing too much about it. And in this day and age, I can't understand why it's still happening. Black women, I am addressing you at this point. When you say you won't date outside of your race, I'm a little confused, because I believe in the human race. And so I'm not sure what you're talking about. If you're speaking of not dating someone with whom you're familiar with their culture, then you need to stop a minute and think, because we can go to a new job and learn about the new job. We can move into a new area and learn about the area. So why is it that we're doing ourselves an injustice and not venturing out there to the vast number of eligible men that there are? There are men of all races. You know, yes, we say that black men, there's a shortage of black men. Okay, well, fine. Pick something else. Okay, if you go to a store to buy a dress, and the dress that you've been eyeing for months is no longer available, but there's one that's, you know, similar to it, it's just a different shade. Are you telling me that you're really not going to get the dress because it's a different color? You know, which makes no sense. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, I've always looked at Latin men as black. And that sounds really weird for some people, but think of it. I'm actually from the Caribbean. My father's side of the family is Indian, black, Spanish, and a little bit of, you know, all sorts of other things mixed in. We call Payal or Dogla. My mother's side is black. There's Portuguese. There is Indian. We have so many different cultures birthed into that. My family alone, trust me, we have a family reunion. You'll swear it's the United Nations. But we try not to see in color. most of us. There are some members of the family who actually see in color. And so they are adamant they will never date a white person or a Spanish person or an Asian person or whatever. And I don't see the problem. My only concern is when it comes to dating someone of the quote-unquote another race, you want to make sure that, number one, that both of you are on the same page, okay? Because if you want it and they don't, or they're more concerned, or if any one of you are so concerned about what other people think, it's not going to work. If you have to be strong, you have to be committed to that relationship. Not only so much that, ladies, you know, you complain that, you know, there's no eligible men out there. But if you get one, does it really matter where they come from, what their background is, what is the shade of their skin, as long as they can do a couple of things? As long as they can listen, as long as they can respect, as long as they can honor, as long as they can satisfy. And I will spend a few minutes on satisfy. because I don't care what race you're from or what nationality or what country or nothing you came from, if you cannot satisfy your partner, you're going to have a problem. And at the end of the day, when the lights come off, everything looks dark. So it really doesn't matter. Okay? So, you know, we have to figure out exactly what's kind of pushing that thought process and then try and work towards fixing that for ourselves. There are men out there. You just probably look at, you have tunnel vision and you only see in one. But maybe if you open up your eyes a little bit and you look around and get your head out of the Blackberries and the phones and all the other stuff, you would be amazed at the people you can meet on the trains. And I don't speak to people much on the trains, but I know that I have met some wonderful people on the trains, walking down the street, in the park. Now, I'm not saying to start dating anyone you just pick up off the street like a stray, because you could be putting yourself in danger. However, listen to your body chemistry. Listen to your spirituality. Listen to your chemistry. Listen to your spirit, and you will actually be able to know if somebody is jiving with you. And if they do, who gives a damn where they come from, what their background is. Just enjoy that person for who they are. Ms. P?
No, I totally agree with you. I feel like you just stated, like when you turn off the lights, we all turn the same color. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter, you know, to me, gender. If you and I resonate, then, you know, hey, let's see where it can go. So, you know, I don't understand why nobody wouldn't date him again, because he sounds like a well-spoken individual. And, yeah. It's crazy how certain guys are out here just waiting to be snatched up, but all the crazy ones and all the lazy ones and the trifling ones and the no-good ones and the backstabbing, cheating ones are always in a relationship.
All right, that's why we talk about my men.
I'm just saying it's true, and it goes for the women, too.
Yeah,
on the women's side, yeah. Too, all the connivers, all the gold diggers, all the ones that are not about anything, they always wind up in a relationship with a good person. And, you know, ruin them.
And then they start to complain to me because you're in a relationship with someone who is verbally abusive, physically abusive. They can emasculate a man with a blink. You understand? And they're the ones who, as you said, they're married. They're dating these guys. But the difference between them and probably that so-called independent woman that is not paying attention to her, to the men around her, is that there are women out there who their goal is to make sure no matter what, they're in a relationship, okay? Some
it's
women
true.
Get so sidetracked with careers, and I'm not knocking careers because anyone who knows me knows I have about 10 jobs. But
it's the Allen in you.
yeah, you know? And so, but you have to make time for your relationships. And I know that there are people around me that are probably going to start calling in and, you know, chime in on the fact that I do take some things and some situations for granted. But I think that if you let your partner or let the people around you know exactly what you're doing, when you're doing it, that your focus is to accomplish a particular goal, if they're understanding and they know that it will make you a better you, then they should be supportive. However,
absolutely.
If you're completely ignoring everyone around you, you have to stop and try to figure out why are you doing that. Is it that you no longer want to be with this person? Is it that there's too much going on and you really need a me or you break? And if so, you have to communicate that information. And I'm gonna be stressing on communication a lot tonight because that's people. Even though we say it all the time, Ms. P, people mm-hmm. aren't getting it.
Because that's part of communication, listening. So, of course, people don't get it. So we can say it till we turn blue in our faces. Listen, communication, but they don't get it because they can't hear. It's called Q-tips.
Yes. And, like, I think Phoenix in the chat room is saying relationship addicts. Yes, there are some people who are relationship addicts where it doesn't matter if it's unhealthy. It doesn't matter if they're happy, if they're not. They are going to stay in a relationship, and they will sort out a person to be in a relationship with at any cost. And they will be unhappy, and they will be sexually unfulfilled, and they'll cheat, and they'll lie, and they'll steal, and they'll do whatever on the side without giving that person the opportunity to make a decision if they want to stay in it with them. So, you know, you have to make sure the situation that you're in is a healthy one. There's no reason for any, and today I'm seeing it more so, and ladies, I know you're going to be mad at me, but today I'm seeing it where a lot of my brothers out there are complaining more about the women in their lives because they're dealing with drama. Her insecurities is being transferred over to him. She's talking to, when a woman speaks to a man as if he's a little boy or he's a child, ladies, you have no idea the damage and effect that has on a man. Because for someone who was raised to believe that they're supposed to be the head of household, they're supposed to be the provider, they're supposed to be the protector, and when you as a woman take that away from him, you can have a serious problem. Not only so much that, you can with that simple behavior, you can push him into the arms of someone else. Because he'll find someone who listens to him, who actually enjoys speaking with him. And so you'll find slowly but surely he's working longer hours. He's spending less time around you. He's finding faults with things that he never used to complain about before. And you have to ask yourself why, you know. So you have to stop and evaluate yourself. You know, and if you say something to someone, you have to stop and think, oh, my gosh, if the roles were reversed, would I be okay with that statement that just escaped my face?
Exactly. We got a tweet. We have
yes.
a tweet, a comment, and it says, you know, I have a friend that is still in love with an ex. The ex is unsure of the reconnection. She wants her to see her, but she keeps taking. I know.
She's in love.
The friend is in love with the
ex.
The ex is unsure of the reconnection, and she wants her to see her. She wants to see the ex, but the ex keeps taking from her. And I guess that means emotionally, spiritually, you know, all those good things that you take from people's inner, you know, when you distance in yourself.
Maybe the ex is taking what they're giving. People have this very bad habit of blaming others or saying that it's someone else's fault when something happens. Okay?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That wasn't the end of it. Hold on, Lady Twinkles. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It wasn't the end of it.
Go ahead.
Basically back, you know, keeps taking back the invitation. Okay, because let me just start over. I have a friend that's still in love with an ex. The ex is unsure of the reconnection. She wants her to see her, but she keeps taking back the invitation, then changing her mind. Do you think my friend should stop pursuing? Hell to the yeah. Hell to the yeah.
Yes. They should stop pursuing.
I mean, listen, seriously,
you don't pursue
though?
Someone that is not pursuing you back.
Exactly. It's one thing to have, like, in my opinion, it's one thing to have, like, the thrill of the hunt. Because the thrill of the hunt, in my opinion, is, like, someone that is interested as well. So you know that you're pursuing them. They're playing hard to get, so it makes it more intense because you know that ultimately they want you, but they're just trying to refrain. But somebody that's playing mind games or emotional roller coaster games, she got to get thrown off the roller coaster, period, because I can't do that with people. It's too draining. So it's either you want me in your life, you're going to give me the invitation, take back the invitation. Give me an invitation, take back the invitation. Really? That's like saying, come on, get up and get up with me on the dance floor and take me to the middle of the dance floor and be like, never mind. What the hell?
And that's true. However, and you know me, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taking the invitation to begin with? The problem is they're an ex for a reason. Sometimes we have situations where someone is an ex. You have to figure out why is that person the ex. And if they are an ex, it is for a reason. What did we suddenly like, you know, that behavior that they did it stop? Did it magically disappear? Did the pain and the hurt that they've caused you, did you get over that? Because now, don't get me wrong, you can be with an ex. You know, if you and your ex broke up and you get back together, that's great, okay? However, that emotional scarring that happened, that caused you guys to become exes, was that resolved? Was that something that was taken care of? A lot of times we get back with exes because we miss that person. We miss who that person signifies for us. So we get back into these relationships, and we're still hurt or dealing with the pain that was caused, that actually caused the breakup to begin with. And very few people break up with someone for the first problem they have. Very few, unless it's, you know, they're looking for a way out and they wanted to get out of the relationship anyway. Or they probably didn't want a relationship. They wanted a quick bang, but didn't know how to, like, not commit once the commitment was in their face. Okay? So you have to try and you have to make sure that when you take an ex back, it's because the other situations that caused the ex is no longer there, has been resolved. You guys are getting on. You're getting over it, and you're moving on. However, what typically happens is we take this ex back, and I have known people to take an ex back to get back at them. Okay?
Unbelievable.
So you take that ex back to get back at them for for the pain they caused you and the things they did, but you're not growing. You're not growing. You know, and you're not emotionally stable at that point because all you're seeing is vengeance, and that's not healthy, okay?
It's not.
However,
it's
when
really
you
not.
Do take that ex back, make sure that you guys are in it to win it. However, ladies and gentlemen, if you're pursuing an ex who keeps taking that ex, okay, you know what? You're going to hook up tomorrow. Tomorrow reaches, you know what? Maybe we hook up another time. You know, oh, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't do this, whatever. If they're an ex and they're involved with someone else, chances are maybe you should stay away, okay? And that actually brings me to another question regarding an ex.
And before you move on to the next ex thing, I just wanted to add to what you just said because it kind of struck a chord with me when you said, okay, fine, you know. No, I'm just saying in regards to the fact that you know, you can't, if a person is like, okay, we're going to meet up today, and then changes their mind frequently like that, it's only because they're trying to see if they still have that control. That's all it's about. It's about nothing else. Because a person that's really serious about seeing you and reestablishing what you guys initially lost in the first place, they wouldn't be playing those games. Because when you in love and you want to make it work, you rush and you run in. It's like one of those storybooks when you come in from, like Titanic, like getting in front of the boat, you stand behind me and just spread your wings and let's just go. And if we fall together. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, a person to do that is only trying to see if they can control you. Period. Point
blank. Not only are they trying to control you, but they want to know that they have, and it has to do a lot with control, but they want to, you know, a puppet, how you would hold a puppet and play with
them.
A puppet and keep you on a string. So whenever I feel that need or I want to see or have you all over me, you know what, I'm going to call you. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sweet talk you. I'm going to send you a real nice text. I'm going to ask you, show me a piece of that nice body of yours. Send me a tip. Do something sexy. You know, and they will keep playing with you. And as long as you allow them to do it, they're going to continuously do it. So at what point do you say enough is enough? I can give you my advice. You say enough is enough when that ex is seeing someone else and they have gotten to the point where they constantly reeling you in and then letting you go and reeling you in and letting you go. They're playing games, you know. So let them stay as an ex. And if you have a friendship with the person and that friendship causes certain desires that makes it okay in your world for them to keep reeling you in and letting you go, then cut off the friendship until you're emotionally ready to deal with it later on.
A damn man. Yes. A damn man. Okay. Now, what was the next thing before I rudely interrupted you that you wanted to comment on?
No, that's okay. Someone sent me a note, and it said, what happens when you find your sexual soulmate that is with someone else? Along the same lines, what happens when you are so sexually connected to someone that they are the you have to. God, I can't remember that.
Do that again. Do that again until we get sound effects on the show.
You know, you have someone that probably an ex, or maybe, you know, same thing. There's somebody from in your past. The sexual chemistry is on point. You both can't get into a room without the lights start twitching. That's how strong the intensity is. You walk near them and your underwears or your genitalia starts to get moist. You hear a phone call from them and you start to pulsate. You know, if you're a guy, you immediately get an erection. If you're a woman, you're like dripping buckets of fluid because you're that. The chemistry is so intense. You believe that they're your soulmate sexually and sexually only because you're not attracted to them. You can't stay in a room with them other than, you know, feeling that chemistry. You can't stand them. And a lot of people have those people in their lives, you know, where their pet peeves about the person keeps them from being intimately involved with the person, even though the intimacy is on point. Not only so much that, all of this going on, the person is with someone else. You guys hook up occasionally, the sex is amazing, blowing your back out.
Back gone, like you need a chiropractor.
Exactly. And if you do, Dr. Lila Wolf, she's actually one of the best. But we'll talk about that another day. But, you know, I mean, this person is like so amazing in bed and in bed only. Ladies and gentlemen, you can only spend but so many hours in bed with a person. If you say, for the sake of argument, you spend a good 3 hours in bed just making passionate love, having the best foreplay of your life, the greatest sexual experience you've ever encountered, and you're like, you know, filling up the world with just moisture and, oh, I'm sorry, I digress. But let's just say, you have the best sexual experience ever, and it's about 3 hours long. Okay, there's 24 hours in a day. What the hell are you going to do for 21 hours if you can't stand them, if you can't stand their scent, if you consider them to be repulsive by their looks, they're ugly in your eyes, or whatever else, or things about them just turn you off. If you can't tolerate them after that, then why are you wasting your time? You can probably find someone that you would be able to tolerate, that you can look in their eyes and be mesmerized, that just by them licking their lips makes every muscle in your body melt. And heaven help you, because the pulsation that you're experiencing is amazing. And then the sex, oh, to make you want to reach up and slap your mama.
Dang.
But if...
Okay, whoever has sex like that, to cut Lady Twinkle off rudely, sorry, babes, but whoever's having sex that makes you want to get up and slap your mama, call me. No?
You know, but
exactly.
If you have that, if you're busy pursuing or waiting for maybe for the person who is your sexual soulmate, but you can't stand them otherwise, to suddenly get gorgeous in your eyes, or for you to tolerate them, and it's been a while and it hasn't happened, chances are it's not going to. If you're so busy waiting for that person, or that ex who keeps reeling in and out, if you keep waiting for that person, your eyes are so focused on that person that you don't see that beautiful Hispanic, Asian, other brother from another continent, looking or sister looking at you, wanting your attention because you're focusing on the wrong damn thing, okay? Stop getting involved in these situations where, now I know guys who the sex with an ex or the sex with another man's woman is so amazing that they can't function, okay? The problem is that you can't function, but you've convinced yourself that without that person or the attention that person is giving you, that you can't function. They belong to someone else. Don't you want your own? Why would you want to share something so magnificent with anyone? Unless you're doing a threesome or it's a swinger situation, but that's another topic.
See? Yeah, so Phoenix is typing away in the chat room. I don't know if he was catching it. But, you know, so basically she was just, you know, saying that. Wow, she said a lot. So let's just kind of keep...
Thanks, Phoenix.
Okay.
She said we're blunt.
Okay,
thanks, Phoenix.
Yeah, we're blunt and she loves it. Yeah, Lady Twinkle Show is always blunt for all those who are tuning in for the first time. This is what you get every other Tuesday with Lady Twinkles. It's all about keeping it real here on the N-Team Show. Okay, or every second Tuesday of the month. So mark your calendars if she's blunt and you love it.
Definitely that. And plus, you could, we'll go over all the ways that you can reach Miss P and myself later. But, Miss P, if you don't have anything else, I'll get on to the next question.
Yeah, go to the next question, please.
This next question came from Big Boy, and he spelled the boy, B-O-I. So I would love to read this in like a Jamaican accent, but I'm Trinidadian, and it ain't going to work too well.
Okay, and I might not understand you.
You and a lot of people. Okay,
no.
So the question is, my girl loves my size and everything I do, but recently she's been complaining that I last too long, I'm too rough, but I can't help it. She feels good, but then once she starts to complain, she gets dry and it feels like playing in sand.
Whoa.
Can you help? Wow.
First of all, I just have to giggle a little bit.
Wow, big boy. Thank you for the the last statement, plain and sand. Jeez.
Yes. Thank you so much for, you know, making Miss Peak, you know, have to stifle her crazy laugh, because I swear it took everything in me not to just go crazy on that right there with the laughter.
That was a nice one.
Yeah, that was nice. It was.
But
it was
you know
his description. Is he a writer? Because that description of the sand, I would have never ever thought of that.
Yeah, that was unexpected, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
As far as, oh my gosh, my girl loves my size and everything I do. Okay, let's stop at that point for a minute. She loves your size and everything you do. She has one up on a lot of people. Not a lot of women love their man's size because for some reason there are some men out there that, you know, this is the way I play it. Ladies, if you think he's too small, maybe you're too big. Guys, if you think maybe she's too big, then maybe you're too tall. So let me play it back and forth with those two things. And for those of you who are having situations where you probably think that he's a little too, you know, you're not having that fit of a glove, then give me a call, reach out to me. I have some China Cream and some Mr. Prolong that will knock your socks off. And if you're interested in getting a copy of my mini catalog, which is Twinkle Favorites, make sure you reach out to me and you will get a copy. But let's get to the matter at hand. She loves her size and everything he does. So that means that you've either been taking my advice, you've been doing a lot of the foreplay stuff, you've been doing some Kama Sutra stuff, you've been doing some tantric stuff, you're enjoying the intimacy and the sensuality part of the relationship. Next statement. But recently she's been complaining that I last too long. Let's stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't complain people lasting too long. You just don't do it. Not the right thing to do. We have too many people complaining that they're lasting too short. So let's spread it out a little bit. That's true. She's complaining he's lasting too long. How long is he lasting?
Exactly.
You know, what is your definition of long? For some women, long might be 30 minutes. I haven't met much of those women, but if you know any or if you are that person, then that's fine. For some women, 2 hours is not long enough. Now, I think we need to clarify exactly long at doing what, though. Because
exactly.
you can last, or, you know, you hear the saying, I'll do it all night long. What exactly are you doing all night long? Because I don't have that amount of time.
Exactly.
You know, it depends on what you're doing. Now, if you're having foreplay, if you're spending too much time doing foreplay and not enough intercourse, then is she having a problem with that? Is she having a problem with the fact that you're spending too much time on intercourse and not enough on foreplay? So you have to figure out exactly what part of that intimacy is she having a problem with. Let's touch on the first part. If she's having a problem with the fact that you're spending too much time on foreplay, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is if you're doing it right, you're arousing this person to a point of no return. And there are times when you become so aroused that if it's a heterosexual relationship, she just wants you in. So what do you do? Give the woman what she wants. Just go in. You know? Now, if for some reason you're not spending enough time in the foreplay, then spend some more time in the foreplay. And if she's complaining about the intercourse, spend less time with the intercourse. And I know that's hard to do. I know that's hard. But suck it up, deal with it, and let's move on. Okay? If for some reason you're spending a long period of time with intercourse. And that's where I think this letter is coming from, because she's getting dry and it feels like playing in sand.
Would you stop saying that? Before you go any further, we have some chat room comments.
And it sounds funny as hell. Okay, guys, if you're having intercourse with a female, or if you're, you know, it doesn't matter. If you're having intercourse with a female, period, and you're going for a long period of time and it starts to feel like sand or gravel, what you want to do is either use some lubrication. I know, sweetie. You want to start either, keep a bottle of lubrication close at hand. Use some lubrication. You want to move and switch up a little bit. If, let's say, you know, you're in there for a long period of time and she's getting dry, go down and spit. I'm kidding.
Like a camel. Like a camel. Just go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That is so disgusting. I would just, like, freak out. Seriously.
However, if you're into that kind of stuff, then more power to you, spit away. However, if for some reason you're inside of her and it's getting dry, you need to moisten it up. So you can actually start, like, using your hands more. Use bedroom toys. Use some toys that Miss Sprinkles has. Use some lubrication. Use your fingers. Use your tongue. Use your lips. Use different things to kind of
use a water bottle and spray it
in the mood. What you said?
I said use a water bottle and spray it. Okay, whatever you have to do, like mist it, like the plants. But I just wanted to comment, I mean, not really comment, but address some of the comments in the chat room before they get way over my head. Okay, let's see. Phoenix.
Okay, let's
said,
you look up a little bit. Go ahead.
Now I'm going to start from where
I'm
also. Okay, Phoenix said, never had that problem. Let's see, Phoenix said, how do, you know, you go about foreplay? Do people even do that anymore? And you just commented on foreplay, so that went hand in hand.
And let me answer Phoenix on that one right now. Phoenix, yes, people do foreplay. The problem is that a lot of people now are not, they're so much into the final result, which is the actual sexual act, that they're not spending enough time with the foreplay. And it can get tiring. You know, not only so much can it get tiring, it can get boring after a while. If all you do, as soon as I see you, okay, I walk in, spread my legs, you hump on, you hump off, and you're done. That's kind of boring. And you can get as freaky and as creative as you want with the actual intercourse part of sexuality. However, when it comes down to it, you want somebody to at least, you know, play on my nipple. You know, and ladies, guys have some very sensitive nipples and they like it to be played. So play with them too. You know, play with the nipple. You want to play with different parts of the body. If you know that your partner loves you to caress their neck, or breathe heavily on their neck, or lick their neck bone, or their collarbone, or, you know, rub your fingers down their spine. You want to do that, okay? If you know he likes strawberries, for example, and you're having a problem where he's a marathon screwer. Yes, I said that. And you don't want to dry out. What you want to do is then get some lubrication. And trust me, I have some of them. They get hot, and it feels so good, and it makes you actually stay moist a little longer because you're enjoying that sensation, okay? So you want to start incorporating some lubrication into it. And, you know,
Yeah,
men actually like foreplay.
Yeah.
They actually
some
like
women
the foreplay.
Do too, I mean, including Miss P. Miss P like foreplay, you know.
It makes a difference. It's very important to remember that, you know, that foreplay is a major part of intimacy. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about intimacy and sensuality. And this is why I do the sensuality shows. This is why I do the my Facebook page where we're focusing on bringing sensuality back. It's called sensual reconstruction. We are going to reconstruct the sensuality that has been lost. Okay? Yes, I love sex like the next person. But sometimes you want something else. You want a little, you want something different. You don't want to just hump and dump. You want to be able to at least play and enjoy that person. Get a and, you know, I mean, I'm not saying if you don't want to be connected to the person emotionally in a long term, anything, to stay with it, but you want to at least get that, get the whole foreplay and all that intimacy happening before you go into the sex. And at that point, you know, you can last long, you could be short, it doesn't really matter as much because you've enjoyed each other for the entire duration of the time.
Yeah, so it's 7:45, so we're about to play a track, and this one is called Toy, and it was written by Phoenix and performed by Jaquill Holiday. So let's tune in to some tunes real quick while we catch up in the chat room and things of that nature. So shout out to Phoenix for this next track we're about to play called Toy, and I thought it would coincide with, you know, the topic of the night, which is, you know, hot, fiery lady twinkles. So shout out to, you know, Phoenix again. And you can follow her at Phoenix, which is spelled PHOENIXSTAR9, on Twitter. So here we go. Tune in to Toy.
popping. It's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Hoop. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Yes, a shout out to Phoenix once again for that hot, sexy Mama Gemma toy. And shout out, I'm just saying, I played it for the first time the other night. I got a lot of feedback on it. And I'm just keeping it in rotation because, you know, I want to be wind up. Wind me up. I want to be your toy. Seriously. Make me your toy. Okay, enough of that. Shout out to Jonquel. I hope I'm pronouncing it Jonquel Holiday for, you know, producing and, you know, performing that song for Phoenix. And thanks again, Phoenix, for the sexy words. Stay in that mood at all time and submit those tracks ASAP. ASAP, Phoenix. Again, you can follow her at, here we go. So get your pens down. PHOENIXSTAR9. She's an awesome, awesome individual, and I'm glad for the connection. So thanks, Venus. So, yeah, Lady Twinkles, Crazy Pants, that song. What did you think about that song?
Yes, give me a minute.
Like, did you bring back the Kleenex? Did you bring back the Kleenex, you know? Or that water bottle we were speaking of earlier for the desert?
I didn't bring out the Kleenex, but I brought out some Kleen wipes.
Exactly. It's just like one of those things.
Yes, it is. It's one of those things to make you go.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
But that was a nice track. It really was a nice track. I think we should play it again. Maybe another day, but again.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in rotation. You know, anybody who knows me knows I like it slow and sexy, so that definitely is going to be in rotation.
Don't be selfish, girl. We could say we like it slow and sexy, but don't get me wrong, people.
I can't speak for our listeners, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they like it slow and sexy. So you guys like it slow and sexy, dial in 818-495-6975 and, you know, get us in tune to slow and sexy or rough and hard.
I love it slow and sexy, but there are some days of the week where, you know, put on some Busta or somebody hard that can bash my back out. I'm so sorry.
She digressed.
Yes, I digressed again. As far as for the last question regarding the playing in sand, get in touch with me. There is one of the products now that I actually love. It's called Body Heat. And it's a mini lubricate. It's a lubrication, and it's very flavorful. Yeah, there's lots of flavors, pina colada, different things. Take you to the Caribbean and back. But they taste good, and they last long. The problem with a lot of lubrication, you got to be careful with the ones that you use because some of them, they actually could actually dry you out faster. So you want to, and that, you know, that kind of contradicts the meaning of it, which is lubrication. But some of them actually dry you out when they mix with your body, with your fluids and your body chemistry. So you want to be a little bit careful with the ones that you're using. I actually, as most people know, we do a lot of case studies. I have a case study that I'm planning on doing in a couple of weeks. So you want to hit me up and let me know. You want to be in my case study. What does my case study entail, you may ask, Miss P?
I want to know when you're starting it again because I want to join. I want to sign up. I want to sign up as a case. You laughing. I'm serious. Like, I want to sign up today. Put me on the list.
So my case studies, what happens is I will meet up with you and either meet with you or ship to you an item. It could be a toy. It could be a lubrication. It can be a fetish item. It can be Benoit balls. It could be a doll. It could be any variety of things in my 200-plus page catalog I can send to you. And you're going to be required to try it out, either by yourself, depending on the product. I will select people based on what I know about them. So if, let's say, you tell me that you're in a relationship, you're a lesbian couple, and, you know, I will, and we've been in communication, I will send you guys something for both of you, and you're going to enjoy it, because I said so. no, you're actually, you're going to get the opportunity to try it out and, you know, try it at your free will and enjoy yourselves with it. And then, of course, you know, I don't want it back because I actually had someone who shipped an item back to me.
Yikes.
And I didn't really, when I saw their name and stuff, I opened the package and just saw what it was, what was in it. I didn't even, you know, you can't, I love my clients. I love you people, but I'm not even going to be touching the stuff that you've been playing with unless I'm actually involved in that session. But, again, I digress. But the person sent me the item back and was like, oh, I would like to order one of them. I'm like, what the hell? Just keep the damn thing. Why did you send it back to me? A simple phone call. Communication, people. Communication is key. So I would send the couple or the single or whoever it is the item, and they'll try it out. They'll give me their honest feedback, and then we'll go on from there. And the items on my favorite list, I did not do all of the case studies myself. Anybody saw Lightning? But I didn't do all of the case studies myself, but I do have a lot of items on there, and I've had some assistance. And they've selected those. And I have a bunch of new items that came out this year. And so I'm going to be looking for new case study participants very soon. So just so you have that on your mind, Miss P.
Yeah, well, we have Lady G. She's interested. And Miss P is already on the list. So I just gave her your ad. I think you guys are following each other already. But, you know, I'm definitely in tune to a case study. Yeah.
Definitely. And yeah. Anyone else, you can always set me up. I also do counseling sessions. So if, let's say, you're having a situation and you're not sure how to either dive into the sensual items and the collection of lotion, toys, playthings, all the stuff that I have going on, you can actually have, and Miss P will tell you, and anybody else, I'm not only, you know, I don't just do toys. I don't just do, you know, sensuality stuff. We try and figure out what is the reason that you're going through this situation, what is the reason that you're having these hang-ups, what is the reason that, you know, certain things can't happen, and then we move on, you know, because a lot of times it's not just a sexual problem or a sexual situation. It's something else that is leading up to that, and it's having, that's the effect that it has. It's not necessarily the problem. So,
Misty, right.
Any questions?
No, you're totally right about that, you know, and a lot of people are not focused on the fact that sometimes when things don't go down, you know, on a compatibility level sexually, that it may not be because the person is not attracted to you. It can be something that's going in and going on health-wise. So all
right.
Options should
and
be,
and I'm
you
glad
know.
That you brought up health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the concerns that a few women have contacted me about, and I didn't even write it down as a question, but seeing that you brought it up, I could speak on it,
mm-hmm.
is, and you and I spoke about this, and we're going to have a specialist come on at some point to address this situation because it is seemingly to be turning into an epidemic. This is regarding fibroids, uterine fibroids, and how it is trying to kill your sex drive and your intimacy with your partner. A lot of people are experiencing it, and, you know, we don't know how, we don't know where, but we're going to get, Ms. P and I are going to work on getting someone who is specialized in that stuff to come and talk to you about. But just so I can give my two cents on it, you know, guys, if you're with someone and let's say they confided in you that they do have fibroids, know that, you know, there's certain times when you're intimate with that person that you may have certain types of problems, including, you know, painful sexual encounters and even sometimes bleeding or spotting. So it's already a situation that they probably have to deal with, and it's probably embarrassing. It's probably, you know, painful. It's, you know, it's, they're going through a number of things. And so just be a little sensitive when that happens, and, you know, just be careful and console that person, because they could be probably going through a lot more than they let on. Okay? That's my service announcement for tonight.
Service general nice announcement for the night. I love it. So definitely we want to hear from you guys. You know, we always come on and try to, you know, be, you know, make it fun, of course, but also have, like, the meat and potatoes of it. And when I say meat and potatoes, because the meat and the potatoes is what keeps us full versus just going to have a fruit drink or a protein shake, because, yeah, you're trying to lose weight or whatever the heck you're trying to do, and for the reasons you're drinking that protein or eating more fruit, but at the end of the day, you're not full. So the meat and the potatoes is you guys, which keeps us full. So we want to get in tune with you guys. So going forward on the shows, every 2 weeks with Dr. Sue and with Lady Twinkles, every 2 weeks on a Tuesday, every 2 weeks on a Thursday, we definitely want to hear back from you guys and let us know what you want to talk about, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to maybe talk about the things that we decide to make a topic for the night. Maybe something that you have on your mind or something that you would like to share with us, like all of the emails that Lady Twinkle's been getting, and I'm glad that she's been sharing them with us, but feel free to contact us and let us know what you want to talk about, because we always bring cuteness, you know, to it, but it's real. It's real talk, okay?
Right.
It's real talk.
One of the other questions that I had was regarding men who harbor hurt and resentment, and they're taking that to the bedroom. That one was a toughie for Lady Twinkles. It was a toughie, people. And so if you're a guy who is harboring hurt and resentment and you're taking it to the bedroom, please call us, you know, so we can actually speak to you on it, because, you know, it may not be a topic that's familiar to a lot, but, you know, it happens, and that's why people are sending in emails and questioning about it. You can reach us at 818-495-6975. However, I'm going to address it the way I feel I can. Men who harbor hurt and resentment. Okay. Ladies, gentlemen. Like I said earlier, if you're harboring hurt or pain or mistrust or abuse or any of that stuff, it's going to have a negative effect. And I can speak for some minorities, not all. I am not speaking for all minorities. I am speaking for some. I'm speaking also on as a female who's been in relationships. I do know that sometimes women can make it difficult for men to be emotional. I'll repeat that statement, and I will suffer the consequences for my statement. There are times when women make it difficult for men to show emotions. And this is where we go back a little bit. Due to history and us being, you know, programmed that men are strong, men are the head of household, men are providers, they are protectors, they are this, they are that, they're not supposed to show emotion, they're not supposed to cry. I'm not sure where you grew up, and if you still believe in that system, but get over it, because some of the sexiest men to me are men who know when to be emotional. However, there's a time and place for everything. I don't want to go.
You
into little
You started something with me, Twinkles. Sorry to cut you off. You started something. The phone lines are lighting up, and people want to talk. So should we take a call?
Yes.
Should we take a call? Okay, 843,
yes,
you want to line with Lady Twinkles, MSP. How you doing tonight?
What's up? It's Phoenix. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Thank you. How are you?
What's going on?
Nothing. I just called to show love. I was listening. So.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the love, and we appreciate that track, too.
Oh, man, y'all made my day. Y'all made my
yes.
evening, rather.
No, you made our evening. So you know what's going to happen when we're done here? Do you really know what's happening afterwards? We don't want to know.
I don't think so.
I want to know. But nah, but no, for real, I do want to know. But I do appreciate y'all playing it and enjoying it, so... Yeah.
Yes, and we will be following up with Phoenix, guys. I'm trying to, you know, lock her down now. She's playing hard to get, but it will definitely happen because for everyone who knows, I eventually get what I want, so it's happening. So we just have to make it happen.
She does. And thanks for calling in, Phoenix. Don't be a stranger.
I mean, you don't have nothing you want to say besides, hey, thanks for showing love. There's nothing you want to add to this heated conversation.
Wow. And you can ask us any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going in, though, and I mean, I agree that, like, men should really, or women, rather, just everybody who has a whole thing about men not crying and whatnot, men cry, and I think it really can manifest itself into something worse, like illness or, you know, anything like that if you're holding back your emotions because you feel like you can't be who you really are or that you can't show emotions, so I agree with that. Now,
right.
Harboring it, like hurt and pain or whatever towards a woman, as far as taking it to the bedroom and acting it out there in certain ways, like, I don't know, maybe I've had somebody, not a man, but I had somebody mess my orgasm up. I don't know how to explain that, but yeah.
But explain it in the way that you... feel like it. Let's be blunt. Go ahead. They messed it up how?
You see how she's like, how?
It's like, how?
Tell us.
I mean, you know, okay, well, you get to that point, and it's like, well, they stop, and, yeah, mm-hmm. it messes the
and you
whole
lose
thing
it.
Up. Yeah, you lose it. Mm-hmm. It's like,
don't you hate that?
Forget it.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
yeah, I heard that a lot.
You did
sorry.
That on purpose, didn't you? So that's what I think.
But
that
did
is.
You find out why, though?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. It was probably somebody that, at that time, that I wasn't really committing to, or I wasn't going to be in a relationship with. And yeah, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I get that. I understand that now.
Oh,
so
wait
think,
a second. Hold up a second. What do you mean? What do you mean you get that?
No, because it's a disconnection.
Let me explain why they did it, though. Exactly.
It's a disconnection.
Let Ms. P and Lady Twinkles explain. Ms. P, you want to go ahead and then I'll chime in?
No, I just want to say that it's a disconnection from the mental. So from the mental, once that's disconnected, the physical and the emotional part of it is automatically wiped, in my opinion.
But go ahead.
You know, I feel like, okay, if I'm into somebody mentally, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm like the sex is all that, and there's no disconnection from that person. They could just blow on me, and I'm good. You know what I mean? But if I'm already having issues with you, and I'm already disconnected with you emotionally and physically, we have sex. Mentally, it's just like, yikes, like, what's happening? I can't go through with this, and why am I even laying here, and why are you doing this? And you just, like, you terrified in your own bed probably, in your own skin, about what's happening at that precise moment because you are disconnected from the individual. That's my experience. I can't speak for you guys and the listeners and things of that nature, but I know when I'm not connected to somebody mentally, nothing goes right, period.
But Ms. P and Phoenix, let's go back a little bit because, you know, I like to go back.
Let's go back.
Phoenix. Now, yes. Was there already an understanding that you were not going to be in a quote-unquote relationship with the person? Did you make sure that they knew this information?
They knew that.
Okay. Now, this is where I could get a little you know, excited in a pissed off sense. Now, ladies, gentlemen, what happens is someone tells you that they're not interested in being in a relationship with you. But I don't mind hanging out. We can hook up occasionally, and we good. You guys agree to it. You agree and understand that this is the situation at hand. And then as soon as that person about to bust, you decide to stop because now you want to change the rules. Now, when you get hurt, I mean, I'm not one for violence, but damn.
But you got to be on the back of a milk carton, okay?
Wow. You know, I mean, come on now. We already understand that we're gonna get it off. We already understand that we have that agreement. So why are you messing with my isms?
Okay, wow. Lady G said changing the rules turns me completely off of them. And, you know, she said she has to be mentally connected. And she also stated that, you know, she'd be laying there. I was cracking up trying not to laugh while y'all was talking, but she said they concerned about the nut and I ain't even making noise. Laugh out loud. Like, you laying there like a dummy. Like, you stiff, like a board.
But you see, the thing is, for some people, though, You're there, you want to accomplish. You want to get to your final destination at any cost. And if it means that you have to, like, ride in one of the nastiest buses you've ever been in, very quiet, nothing going on, you're going to sit on that bus and deal with it. And I know I use that type of a metaphor, but I'll explain myself. You're there, and the person is just laying there, and they're not moving, they're not blinking. You don't even know if they're dead or alive. But all you know is that by the hook or the crook, I'm going to get a nut tonight. You don't have to participate. I just need a portal right now, someplace to put it, so I can get off, and then I'm going to hop off and go home. So you gotta. Some people are just committed, and you gotta get credit where credit is due. Commitment to a ball and screw is commitment.
Oh God, I'm over here crying. I'm just literally crying.
If for some reason, and you know, I mean, I don't like when people change the rules. It's like, okay, let's say me and you in a situation. We have an agreement. We have an arrangement. We have an understanding that you're going to come and you're going to give me head every, you know, once a week, twice a week. Okay, fine. Once a day, twice a day for the next 5 months. We have that agreement. We have that understanding. It's you're contractually, verbally obligated to do your part. That was the deal. We're not going to have no other type of penetration, no other type of nothing. That's what you're going to do. You say, okay, you just happy to eat some of this good food I'm presenting here. But all of a sudden, 3 weeks into the 5 week situation, you decide that instead of just the food that you're eating, you want a drink now. And you want dessert. And you want to add other shit to the menu. Should not be mad. Should not be upset. Should not just be like, you know, what the hell? I'm going to need another person who actually just want to eat some food, you know, and move on. People change rules because they start getting emotionally attached. And that is the problem. Because when you have one person or two people that make the rules and agree to it, but then one person starts getting emotionally attached, they start wanting more. The other person, if you guys are vibing right and if they can read the signs, they will realize that, you know what, I got to nip this shit in the bud and do it quickly. Because they're going to start wanting stuff from me. I don't, nor do I feel like giving them.
Right.
And people, don't break stuff off mid-nut. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, Phoenix, so that was it, my love.
She just hit another topic real quick.
Oh, no, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure you was good, you know, make sure you was good on time and everything. Go ahead.
She said, don't break it off midnight. What about after? Is it okay then or no?
After the night, then we can break.
Not immediately after. At least let them get a glass of water. You know, don't give them any juice or anything else because they may want to stick around. But after, I'm only playing.
No, but how can the water – wait, no, forget that water thing. No, seriously though, like, I feel like this. If you have everything, all key components right by the bedside.
Yes.
Okay? Once I'm finished destroying you for a couple of hours, then you can leave gracefully with that stuff, those key components on the side. You can walk out drinking those, okay? Whatever it is you need. Or we can just go and get an intravenous line and hook it up to your vein. Okay? And after we're done, then I can disconnect, put a Band-Aid on it, hold pressure, put a Band-Aid, and you can go. Like, I'm not getting up doing all of that. It's not happening. So, you know, key components need to be around. I'm not, you know... We're not giving water juices.
If you're actually in tune with your partner, so I'll play that, right? if you're in tune with your partner and, you know when the moment is going to be happening, you know, you can, the person could walk in and you know, oh, damn, I'm going to get my backbone blown out tonight, or at least something blown on. So you want to make sure that you have, as she said, the key components right at the bed. You don't want to be going for, you know, like my, like big boy. You don't want to be going for hours and hours on end. She is, like, passing the hell out because she is literally completely drained. So drained and so devoid of fluid that stuff is beginning to feel like sand. Yeah, you thought I wasn't going to touch back
like
on
sand,
that.
Like sand, right. Sand is a new word on the Intune show, sand.
I know.
We're going to trademark
it. The person is exhausted. They're dripping fluids from everywhere in their body. Now, don't you think you would be obligated to at least try and help replenish them? I mean, you don't kick them out right afterwards. And I'm not for kicking out. I have a strong belief that if I made my way to your bed and we spending some quality time, you gonna wait until I'm damn well good and ready to leave before I leave, damn it.
Well, I'll just have a restraining order in hand. You know, after we do what we do, I'll have a restraining order in advance with your name on it. Lady Twinkle,
again,
you have to stay
again,
away from Miss T. Okay, yeah.
But then again, in all honesty, I don't think I've never had that problem. They actually want me to stay, and I just ready to go.
They want you to move in, right? Like, just move in today in an hour. You know, they have
but
a key
not,
and everything
but,
under
so
the pillow waiting for you.
Me. We're not talking
so
about
let's
me.
Take a let's take another call. See if you
want to
stay
call.
On or you wanna stay on
oh,
or you wanna
I'm
go?
Good. Y'all can not hang up, but you know I'm good. So thank you for
okay.
listening to the question.
Yeah, thank you so
I
much,
had,
Phoenix,
thanks.
For calling in, and thank you for
the
song submission. It's awesome. Thank you for everything.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. So caller 513, you on the line with Lady Twinkles and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
How your ladies doing tonight?
Whoa!
Oh, good Lord have mercy! Damn.
Right. Right.
Hello. Good night.
Hi.
How are you?
No.
I'm a first time listener. This is Romeo DiNatti.
Hi, Romeo.
Hey, Romeo. Hi,
you can
Romeo,
call back
my nanny.
All the time, Romeo. Don't
yes.
ever make this your last time tuning in. But
aww.
Yes, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm just enjoying the show, and I'm an erotic poet, and I want to serenade y'all with a piece, if possible.
Oh, please. Please do. I'm excited.
Oh, you have no idea, Romeo. Go ahead. Deepen the voice.
Before you start, Romeo, the ladies in the chat room are going banana cakes. They want to know, who are you?
Who is that?
It's Romeo.
Yeah,
right, we'll give the info after you do the poem. You got to make us want you first. Then you can give us the info.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead,
or
Romeo.
Or you leave
let
without the water,
you.
Romeo. No, I'm just
Okay, well, let me see. I'm going to do this piece titled Those Lips.
Mm.
I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind for your heart and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I want to kiss your lips to your eyes rolling to the back of your head. I want to kiss your lips until you feel the need to grab and squeeze the covers on the bed. I want to kiss your lips till your body gets weak. Then further kiss your lips until you start to drip on the sheets. I want to kiss, suck gently by your lips so good, makes you rub on my face. I want to kiss your lips from the door to the couch, the floor, up and down the stairs, baby. I want to kiss your lips all over the place. To be honest, I want to kiss your lips until you feel like you're going to melt into my mouth.
Damn.
And softly kiss your lips. Then slowly slide my tongue over and around your lips. Till the feeling makes you grab and caress your breast, and directly after I part your sweet drip and lift up my tongue, you think, oh, shit, this is the best. My body and your bottom lip. But don't think I'm down with you, baby. I'm finna take my time. I'ma kiss your lips just as long as it takes grapes turn into fine wine. I closed my eyes, pulled you to my face and went to work. All you heard was a slew, slop, slurps of my kissing you, of me licking you, of me tasting you, of me enjoying every single drip down my chin, and of all the moans and groans I received from those lips. That's my thought.
Damn, Romeo. Okay, I mean, the chat room is going crazy. I'm about to faint, and you have Lady Twinkles about to choke to death. Like, really? This is what you call for to commit murder? Did you call to kill us? Because that's what you just did. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was enjoying this show, and I was like, I want to, you know, do something to y'all. Y'all had me cracking up.
Okay, that was beautiful. Okay, where can people find you?
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is Lady Twinkles. This applies to all lips, right?
As long as you're smiling all over, yes.
Yes, that was beautiful. So is this something that you do on a regular, Romeo, or this is just like your creative motion? Like you do this for, you know, on spare time and stuff?
Well, I'm an aspiring new poet, so I'm just newly been doing this maybe 2 years now. I'm not out there yet, but I'm working on it.
No, definitely. I want you back on the show, definitely. So all the listeners,
yes.
are going crazy as far as, like, the chat room. I mean, I see so many M's. I guess that was for, like, 10 hours. And, you know, they put in Romeo with a wave and saying hi. They put in hearts and everything. So definitely let the ladies know where they can find you at, and as well as Lady Twinkles and myself, so we can connect.
Yes,
okay,
we want
to
connect.
Most definitely. You can check out my YouTube at Mr. Romeo DiNatti.
Okay, you know you're going to have to spell that, Romeo. So is it Mr. with an M-R or?
Yes, MRROMEODNATI. All one name, no dot.
Okay, and are you on Facebook, Twitter?
Repeat your last name.
I'm not on Twitter. Say it again.
Repeat the your last name.
Oh, it's DNATI.
Correct,
okay.
DNATI. I'm not on Twitter quite yet. I'm trying to finish up the album before I jump on there. But I am on Facebook, Romeo D apostrophe NATI.
Okay, this is all going
I can be
down.
Reached.
This is going down. We're going to have a threesome on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have you come on with us and do like a whole show, because I think that that would be like awesome to have a meal in the middle of two women, like an Oreo cookie. Like, what do you think of that?
Let's see why you start in trouble. Why? But I like.
Right. I mean, they said, Tisha said very good poem, and, you know, Miss G, Lady G was just bugging. She was like, she needs to move to New York to her, to get with her boo, meaning you. Which lips were you talking about? That was Lady G. Phoenix said that, you know, that was nice. High fives, Romeo. So it was excellent for you to have just been doing this for 2 years. You know, I'm speechless, really, honestly. And it takes a lot to shut me up. Yeah, it takes a lot. Yeah, so
Romeo. Yes.
And you want to hit up Miss P and I on the Intune show? You want to reach out to me?
On the Intune show?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So what we're going to do, we're going to,
Lady
Twinkles.
We'll reach out to him.
Yeah, we'll reach out to you. Since you're not on Twitter, you know, I'll find you on Facebook and then connect you with Lady Twinkles, put her link on. But I'm not going to lose track of you because I need you in my Oreo cookie sandwich. So there's no way I could lose the middle. Because without the middle filling, there's no freaking
Oreo.
Yeah,
I'm the cream. I'm the thick.
Exactly. Because you see how you had us all cream, right? Creamed out right there. Okay, so that's your new name, Romeo Cream. A.K.A. Cream.
You're killing me over here. I mean, jeez. All the cream and the filling.
Well, that's what
Yeah, and we appreciate you, Romeo, like, tuning in for the first time, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope it won't be your last time tuning in, because, you know, we have a wide variety of topics, and we have a lot of awesome guests, so definitely please stay in tune, and like I said before, I'm going to find your behind, because I'm going to play Pet Detective after the show, locate you, and we're going to connect, and we're going to have you on a follow-up show with me and Lady Twinkles. Would that be cool?
Tisha in the chat room says that he is handsome, watching the YouTube. Okay.
All right, so they hold on, Romeo. We can't let you go. We cannot let you go. Okay, we...
You know, we should get back to the show. There are other people
Romeo, you see what you did? You just tore up my whole segment, okay? Thank you, Romeo.
A focus.
Okay, we all, you know, this is crazy. I need a fan on. I need a fan. Okay, so Romeo, we appreciate you again, and we definitely going to connect with you. Tisha's going crazy, so I definitely know that, you know, it's eye candy going on right about now. But thanks, Romeo. We're going to connect with you before the night is out.
Okay, most definitely. I'm going to put myself back on mute and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you,
Romeo.
Yeah, Lady G's laughing.
Acted like a damn fool. Like, we're not professional.
Right, we weren't professional for 10 whole minutes. For 10 whole minutes, I didn't know who I was. Who am I? Right? His voice is very soothing. You know what I mean? Like, he definitely has, like,
And people don't realize it. And men, as a matter of fact, do not realize that if you have a very nice voice, if a woman could ever say to you that your voice relaxes her or it turns her on or it makes her day, and ladies, and guys, this goes for both men and women. Ladies, if a man could tell you that you make his day just by him hearing your voice and the other way around, or if someone can call you and just make you look at a situation in a more calm and relaxed and sexy way than you were initially, that is so much of a plus. Because, you know, there are some people when they call you, you want to, like, reach through the phone or whatever and strangle them because you can't stand their voice because, you know, they're bringing drama. So his voice just literally, immediately when he said hello, all of those women in the chat room went crazy.
Exactly, including Ms. P.
The other two supposedly professional ones on the phone just seem to have turned into 12-year-old little girls at a boy.
Like a kid in a candy store.
Hello.
You know what about life, though, Lady Twinkles? Like, you know, it's surprises is what keeps us on our toes. So, you know, you never know what to expect in this world we live in, especially when you have a show, because you never know what amazing individuals you're going to run across. So it just so happened that the Intune show has, you know, Romeo in tune to us, and now we're in tune to him, and we can just all support and love one another in that sense. So sexy voice, a.k.a.
People,
cream.
People give out a lot of love.
No, we do. We love. And so do all our listeners. They all are amazing as well. And all our supporters are definitely amazing. So, yeah, Lady Twinkles, we only have a few minutes left. So it's 8:30, so we have to break the monotony and play a track.
Yeah.
And while we're doing that, I'm going to go check out Kareem, a.k.a. Romeo, in a second.
Yeah,
I'm already losing focus again, but but I'm about to pull that back real quick. And let's see what we're going to throw on. We're going to play Baby Baby by Slim, who's actually from 112, and he's actually going to be in tune with us on the 29th at 6:15 p.m. So, yes, listening to his song, Baby Baby, and this is by Slim.
peace and love. This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Miss P, right here on the Intuned Show.
Yeah, guys, so that was Baby Baby by Slim. All right, now. He had, it sounded like Biggie, Baby Baby, you know? It's happening. I don't know. It was good. I was loving it.
It was nice. And he's
going to
be there on the 29th, right?
Yeah, he's actually going to be here on the 29th at 6:15 p.m. Eastern. And just real quick, Lady Twinkles, let me just, you know, put out there who's going to be on the show coming up, because you guys really need to be in tune to the Intuned Show, for real, for real. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern is going to be Chingy. Okay, so I'm going to be interviewing Chingy tomorrow night. The following night, Thursday night, the 17th, I'm going to be interviewing Juice McCain. So for those who don't know Juice McCain, he's with 50 Cent, The Game, et cetera, et cetera. Look him up, Google him. He's a force to be reckoned with as well. Love his song. May 27th, we're going to have Dave Tolliver from Men at Large. He's going to be on at 5 p.m. He was a reschedule because something with family, personal matter, so I had to reschedule him. So tune in for that show. It's going to be a Sunday show, but I tried to do it, like, in between, whatever. So 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern, tune in. And last and certainly not least, we're going to have Murphy Lee as well, the 22nd, at 6:15 p.m., and we're going to have on the 29th, Slim from 112
right.
at 6:15. So definitely, you know, the website is actually being worked on as of today. You know, I finally broke down and hired somebody to make it all happen. So updates, we will, I'll keep on my Facebook page and try to tweet them as much as humanly possible. But back to the show.
Yes, back to the show. I had people blowing up my phone regarding Mr. Romeo, and yeah, we're gonna post that information. You got a link with us on Facebook, Twitter, and the ALMS Facebook group page. If you have our cell phones, you can reach us. You can reach us via email. You know, you can, and if you want me and you can't reach me, you can reach Miss P and she'll get you to me. And the same thing, if you want to get in touch with Miss P, you can actually reach out to me also, and I will make sure that I forward that information over to her. As for Romeo, thank you so very much. It was such a nice, you know, a nice surprise. And, you know, it's all in fun and games. We love to make our guests and our listeners feel very comfortable. And so, you know, for anyone that may be offended, get over it.
Right, exactly. Lady B says she just posted for Romeo to know, because she can't contact him because he's not in a chat room now. She just posted his video link from YouTube in a poetry blog. So basically, just real quick, Lady G is like a promoter. So basically, she has connections with magazines and websites and et cetera, et cetera. And it only takes her 2 seconds to do anything. So she just phenomenally just did that for you, Romeo. So shout out to Lady G for hooking up Romeo real quick. But go ahead, Lady Swingles.
Yes. And like, you know, this time is coming, drawing near, where we're going to have to, you know, log off soon and say bid adieu until later. But for those of you whose question I didn't get to tonight, then, you know, we live to talk another day. And you can always reach out to me. I do also provide, if you send me emails or tweets or Facebook or whatever, any way that you reach me, I actually will communicate with you. And, you know, you're required to do a couple of things before I start the communication for fear of stalker's situation. But, you know, you reach out to me and we give the advice that we know how to. If there's something that I don't know or I don't have the information for, I actually will do research and speak to someone who is actually able to provide the information and give it to you. And Ms. P is actually really, really great at making sure she links people with the correct connections if you need that. So don't sleep on Ms. P, people, unless she's enjoying it. And you're finished. But other than that, I think we're okay for tonight. Some people get my thoughts from me occasionally. They say to keep it coming. I'm gonna try. If you're on my thoughts list, where you get some inspirational stuff in the mornings or throughout the day, if you're on there and you don't want to be, a simple text telling me to take you off, so we don't. We actually embrace our haters or those that really don't want to partake in the knowledge or to get in tune, and we have no problems with that, you know. So
definitely
hit up Miss P or Miss Twinkles, and you guys should be okay.
Exactly.
It was a wonderful
so,
show. I actually enjoyed the show tonight.
Yeah, it was
hilarious. I think we should do this a little bit more often. Where
yeah,
we
random.
We just do it randomly and have the questions and stuff that we get from people, because that's what actually helps us keep everyone else in tune and also teaches me a couple of things.
And it also keeps us
Thank
together.
You.
It provides a
yes.
unity. So it's also good to, you know, to have our listeners and supporters definitely, you know, touch bases with us so we know that we're going in the right direction, because the show is about keeping each other in tune to the world around us. So basically, without you guys, we could just be sitting here running our damn mouth. So the show is important for us, but it's even more important that you guys are part of the show. So always reach out. So you can find Lady Twinkles at LadyTwinkles69 on Twitter, or Natty_Twinkles on Facebook. You can find Miss P on at Intune Show, and you can find me on The Intune Show on Facebook. I'm not going to give out the URL for the site yet. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a .com, a .net, or whatever the heck. But I'll definitely fill you guys in with that soon. I also want to say, for all those that tune in and stuff, and for those that I interviewed on the show, and you haven't left me a testimonial on my website yet, please go to the website and do so, because, you know, I'm trying to eventually gain sponsors so we could take the show to another level where we can have more interaction with the listeners and be able to filter through the sponsors some good stuff for our listeners. So definitely leave testimonials, good or bad, about how you felt about your experience on the show. After each show that you listen into, please leave a comment right under the chat box about how you felt about the show. Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it? Did you think we need to just, like, give it up? Whatever. Put it there. You know, everything matters, even the negative stuff. But if I
Definitely
see some negative,
that.
I'm coming after you. I'm just kidding. But, you know, speak freely. So we really, really appreciate you guys, and we really look forward to all that's to come with you guys and the show. And it's growing, growing, growing. I mean, it's getting
yeah.
crazy. What do you think?
Yes, it is. We're enjoying that. We like that.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
We like that. But before I go, I wanted to just touch on very quickly.
Sure, sure.
As far as dryness is concerned, lubrication, lubrication, lubrication. And
no sand.
If it's not, and even if there's no dryness, lubrication, lubrication, lubrication. It gives that noise, and it sounds good. It feels even better, and your partner enjoys it as much as you do. For situations where you, for the ladies, you may feel that he's not filling up that space enough, or even for the guys, if you feel like for some reason you're not engulfing the entire circumference of that area that you want to enjoy so much, you want to try this China cream, which I don't like to use the word swear, but I swear by, based on the case study. And so you wanna try that. What it does, it tightens up the lady a little bit, gives a little bit more, you know, stuff for her, and it also helps give him a smaller area to venture into. And as always, lots and lots and lots of toys, things from, you know, beads, bullets, gags, fives of every kind, and dolls. So if you want to get more information on any of the items that I do carry to help increase your sexual and sensual repertoire, don't hesitate to hit me up. This is Lady Twinkles.
Ah! Yeah, definitely hit her up. She has some cute stuff, okay? And all those in the closet freaks too, you know, stop it. You only live once. Enjoy life, okay? Hit her up, Lady Twinkles. She has everything under the sun, and if she doesn't have it in her stash, she'll have it to you in a few days.
I'll get it.
How I know this, not just because we work together on the show, just because
not only
I'm a case study. No.
Not only am I a member. Not only am I the president, I am a member, okay? Let's get that together. Let's definitely put that out there.
I do not believe in selling anything to anyone or promoting anything that I may not use myself or have a very good case study going on and they may not use themselves.
Definitely. So we're going to wrap it up for tonight because, you know, I got to be on after a 12-hour day tomorrow, you know, with Chingy. Yay, Chingy. I'm super, super excited about, you know, the rest of the month. I really
am.
And
tune in,
so.
People. Make
yeah,
sure you
definitely.
Guys tune in for that conversation with Chingy. It should
for real.
Be good.
And if you guys have any questions and you don't want to, like, voice them, all the chickens out there, bark, 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 bark. Was that a chicken I just did? I don't even know.
Oh no! It sounds like the chicken.
I was like that Cadbury commercial. But whatever it is, whatever sounds that chicken makes, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely tweet me at Intune Show your questions or comments, or use the interactive chat room, or just dial in and press 1, and let's get more in tune with Chingy, guys. You know, and let's get in tune with each other. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. It was an awesome show. I had fun. I mean, I literally was over here crying, trying to, you know, suffocate. So I know here and there when we play this back, you're going to hear me chuckling a little bit in the background. I tried my best, guys. It was really, really hilarious, especially the fan. So shout out to everybody who emailed Lady Twinkles, and shout out once again to Phoenix, to Brown Skin Tee. You can follow her at @BrownSkinTEE_1. You can follow Phoenix and get in tune with her business and her music and all that she does, because she's also a serious go-getter, for those that don't know, and she be busting it down on Twitter, seriously. And everywhere she goes, really, I just see her busting it down. So I'm glad we connected with her at Phoenix. Again, it's PHOENIXSTAR9. Get in tune with Lady Twinkles at Lady Twinkle 69. That's just how it sounds. And, of course, the Intune Show. Get in tune.
Yes, and definitely a shout-out goes to Tisha in the chat room. Thank you again. You're
and Lady G, we can't forget her. She logged out. Yeah,
she logged out
Lady
but
G. But
Lady G, you know how we love you. And everyone
definitely else
who I know called in, all people that will be hitting me up, letting me know that they listen to the show. Thank you, guys, always. And you know how to reach me. Okay?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
All
thank
my
you, guys.
Sexies out there, stay sexy,
yes.
Stay sweet, and get even more sensual.
Right,
have
like
a good
more.
Night,
more. Have a good night,
yeah,
Lady
more,
Twinkles.
More. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, so Lady Twinkles is the bomb as usual, and as you all know that are always tuned in, I like to leave the show with a track. So what will I play for the out song? Let me see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm actually going to play My Shoes by Hunter. Now, Hunter is an awesome individual. She's very business-orientated. She's also a go-getter. I mean, she does, like, a quadrillion things, seriously. And I admire women that are like that, because you know what? In this day and age, you can't just be one of those people that are just sitting home doing nothing all day looking cute, okay? Because looking cute don't get you that far these days, okay? Especially if you're not soliciting that, okay? So just sitting home is not bringing income, and it's definitely not bringing value to your children, if you have children. It's not bringing value to yourself. It's not bringing value to the community or nothing around you. So I love this song, and I think I played it approximately 122 times. That's what my iTunes list tells me in regards to just, like, you know, resonating with this. You know, this is just a woman's anthem in my book. She will be on, I'll be interviewing her on May 25th at 6:15, so stay in tune with that. And check out the song. And, you know, maybe this song will have you guys writing this down, Hunter, and looking her up on Twitter. So her Twitter is at HunterTheOne, and that's THEONE. Check her out. This one is called My Shoes. You guys have a good night, and stay in tune. See you guys tomorrow. Thank you, everyone.
Walking in my shoes ain't no easy task. trying to box with all my blues, or will my patience last? Can I say what I want to say without your censorship? Want to prototype my style, overlook the soul within. Some people like me, some people don't, I shall not fret. I'll keep on trucking, I'm not gonna give it up just yet. Some people just want me to concede. Something in my heart tells me to believe, yeah. Thing. Picked up my pen so I could write it all down, because I knew that I was faint to a musical sound. When I'm on the dance floor, when I bend my spine, I try to work away the pain that I feel at times. I know it ain't gonna help me if I keep it all in, so I wipe away a tear for my family and friends. And then I try to avoid the catastrophe when I set ahead and just to let me be. See, everybody needs a little time to think. Keep yourself on the right track, move your feet, because if you're going too slow, then your shoes will last. You can buy a new pair when you're walking fast. The path that I take makes my peace still. Take a walk in my shoes and I show you. Walking in my field and play with someone else's team, but then I wouldn't have the gift that the Father gave to me. Some people like me, some people love my dirty draw. Still gonna be happy. Sometimes we cannot win them all. When my heart and mind just push and shove, my heart will always win because there's love.
Hurt, 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 hurt.
Walking in.
I'm in tune,
about to take it to the moon. Let's go.
I'm in tune.